$25 worth of merchandise in the store, you're going to get a buy one, get one half off back at their restaurant, which is fantastic news for you. I am learning more about some of these products, some of the hot names out there, the Boggs bags, the Owen shoes. Boy, the shoe section now just looks like it's got all kinds of comfort, which is nice. But go by Elkmont. I always suggest this. If you don't know exactly who you're buying for and which, I mean, you know, the taste of it, I love getting gift certificates to Elkmont. So think about that as well. You spent some time in Elkmont, Ben, here.
I went in there the other day, as a matter of fact. It's one of those stores that I'm walking through going, I just need to buy something.
Yes.
Because it's a cool place to be. One thing I did hear, you mentioned the shoes. While I was in there, I overheard one of their sales folks helping a lady with some shoes. They were sold out of her size. She called, said, our other store has it. Yeah. I'll have them shipped here. You can pick them up tomorrow.
Isn't that great?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So think about Elkmont. If you haven't been to Clemson, good folks over at Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson and in Powdersville. Let's get a couple phone calls in this segment. I want to go over what Dabo Swinney said yesterday, what some of the assistants said yesterday, the depth chart, pre-camp depth chart was released. A lot of Clemson news. We'll do that in this segment and the next segment. Also, the next segment, stay tuned, you Clemson fans, because Ben Milstead has been to every one of the destinations for Clemson road games this year. And so we'll talk about, have you been to Indianapolis?
To Indianapolis?
Yes.
I went to Indianapolis for basketball this past year.
Well, Clemson might be playing in Indianapolis this year. So we're going to go over all the places you've been and kind of get your reviews of some of those places in the next segment. Our telephone number on our Vive broadband phone line, 654-ROAR. Snaphook held through the top of the hour break. Hey, Snaphook, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Blessed. Very blessed.
Mickey, I just drove by the Elkmont Powdersville location a few minutes ago. I bought Mrs. Snaphook a pair of Hey Dudes there for congratulations for beating cancer present. So, great folks there, man.
I love it, buddy. She's going to love it. That's fantastic.
So back to the whole Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin thing, I think those two polarizing characters are great for college football. I mean, I hope they stay in the SEC, and I hope they stay in a, you know, rivalry situation together for a long time. I really do. If no one out there follows Lane Kiffin's Twitter, it is absolute gold. Do it now. It's absolute gold. Mike Leach, he's a soundbite machine. I mean, if you're into those kind of things, couldn't ask for two better guys to kind of stay on top of and pay attention to.
I think Mike Leach might be the better of the Twitter followers, too, because he comments on and reposts some really interesting stuff. When it came, Twitter won whenever those two were hired in the Magnolia State.
Absolutely. One last thing, Mickey, I wanted to touch base with you. I hadn't had a chance to call in before now. But, you know, we kind of expected Bryson DeChambeau to get in a press conference and whine about how his driver's not doing this and how his, manufacturers, they're working hard to get it right, but it's frustrating, et cetera, et cetera. What I did not expect was Cobra to fire back and say what stupid comments he made on national TV. Mickey, I'll be honest with you, it makes me want to switch brands if they fired back that way.
I don't think Bryson will be with Cobra too long. I think that relationship has been, beyond repair at this point. I don't think you'll see him with them too much longer.
Yeah, I'm going to start shopping around for Cobra gloves just because of the way they handled that.
Yes.
I was immensely proud of the way Cobra handled that. You know, a lot of manufacturers would be like, either not take a stance or we support Bryson and all this kind of stuff. Nah, they went on the offensive. Like, that was the stupidest thing he probably could have said.
We support Bryson, who's going through a very difficult time right now. We stand behind him. Nope. He's an idiot. He shouldn't have said it. He was dumb. He hurt our business. We're not going to stand behind him. He's never happy.
Exactly. Exactly. Makes me want to sell every TaylorMade club I got and shop for.
A little reverse marketing for you. Thank you, Snapbook. Appreciate the phone call. I am waiting on that marketing strategy to go about, that now you get the sympathy one coming out of it. Delvin checks in next, 654 Roar. Hey, Delvin, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. First of all, you and Ben should know better. You don't call Dabo. You call him Coach Swinney like Dion got upset yesterday because somebody called him
Dion.
Y'all hear about that?
How about that story, man? Dion.
We did.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And Walt Dyer. Yeah, so you can't call Dabo now. You got to call him Coach Swinney.
Yeah, I don't think Dabo gets up from that too much. So I used to call him Coach Swinney all the time now, but everybody calls him Dabo, so we just call him Dabo.
Yeah, he tried to say to my, y'all don't call Nick Saban Nick. Y'all call him Coach Saban. They do call him Nick.
They do call him Nick, but on top of that, he didn't want to be called Coach Sanders. He wants to be called Coach Prime. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. I'm going to go with, your mama named Clay, I'm calling him Clay. Clay to me, you know?
Yeah, for people who don't know what you're talking about, Deion Sanders was at their media day yesterday, and somebody called him Deion, and he got him walked out. Threw a little hissy fit.
Yeah. And you talking about Lane Kiffin, what do you think about it coming in here about double? He said, I got to lose weight first if I play double in basketball.
He said he's lost some weight. He looked better at the stand yesterday. He's lost some weight. And, you know, I'm thinking this is a half-court game anyway. I don't think this guy's going to be running up and down the floor too much. I think Lane might have ducked it a little bit. But I don't know what it is, but I would be interested in watching Lane Kiffin and Dabo Swinney play basketball. And I don't know why, and I'm embarrassed to tell you that, but I would watch it. I would be interested in watching that.
Yeah, man, but I think some interesting thing came out from Dabo yesterday, especially the Detroit a little bit. But I like what he said about Justin Ross. So everybody, we're going to find out in the next couple days. He said next couple days, so we'll find out. You never know, he could get some good news on the way up to Charlotte tomorrow.
Who knows? Who knows? I think that everything is on pace for the dotting of the I's and the crossing of the T's. At this point in time, I'd be surprised if he's not part of the big game plan in Charlotte.
The other thing I got is, though, out of the media day yesterday. Did it seem like to me, you guys been there, that Tony Elliott was really excited about the tight ends yesterday? I know he coached it, but it seemed like they're going to be really involved in the offense this year. He was really excited about it yesterday, the way he talked about the guys yesterday.
Well, he should be. They've got some great tight ends, and he should be excited about it. And I think not just the first two that we saw last year, but I think the Brennan Steele kid's going to be a really good player too. So he's got some weapons to work with, and it is it's a matchup issue, and I think that Tony Elliott is bright enough to take advantage of that.
Yeah, but thanks to my car. I just thought y'all get y'all guys take on that whole deal, Sanders. Well, excuse me, Coach Prime.
Coach Prime.
Don't forget me. Can't call him down. We got Coach Sweeney. He might walk out on you like Coach Prime.
Yeah, see how that works out. Devin, I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great day. The tight ends, Galloway and Allen, had good years last year. Braden Galloway is actually the leading returning starter, 27 catches for 369 and two touchdowns. Davis Allen caught 18 balls last year for 247 and four touchdowns. I don't think it ends there, Ben Milstead. I think that Jalen Lay continues to develop. I think they like Sage Ennis a lot, and I think Brennan Steele, a big 6'6 target. He might not be ready to play in a bunch of different roles this year, but I think getting down the field and being a target, I think Brennan Steele is going to be a good one for him down the road.
I do too, and I think it's one of the units at Clemson right now that we're not giving enough attention to. Because you didn't see a whole lot out of it last year, maybe expected more the year before. But all of a sudden, they've got several options there. And, you know, one word or phrase in particular that caught my ear with Tony Elliott yesterday was he talked about the tight ends opening the middle of the field and the weapon that could be. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe there's been some additional self-scouting from, over the last couple of years. And I feel like, you know, but look, part of that is your offensive line holding up, and they feel better about that as well. So if your offensive line, can't block, then it limits what your tight end is able to do because they're called on to help in that role. But, I could see lots of creativity coming from the tight end position this year.
If you remember last year going to the Miami game, there was an awful lot of talk about Miami's tight ends. And in that game, Brevin Jordan caught three balls for 31 yards, and Will Mallory caught one for five. So that's four for 36 in that game. And they were considered the best tight end combination in the country maybe last year. In that game, Braden Galloway caught four for 74, two touchdowns. and Davis Allen caught one for 22 and a touchdown. That's 5 for 96 and three touchdowns. Obviously, Clemson tight ends outplayed Miami. Again, they're going against a different defense in there. But I think that you'll see that. And one thing that Dabo mentioned, that for the most part, their three best wide receivers, or three of their four best wide receivers last year, and then Goddard, Latson, and Ross, you know, didn't play and weren't healthy. That would be interesting to see. Joe, I thought that was interesting to see. He'd lost a bunch of weight. That they thought he'd gotten a little bigger. E.J. Williams doing that. And these freshmen, he spoke very highly of the freshman wide receivers. What are your expectations at running back with early in the season, middle of the season, late in the season? What do you think unfolds with the carries among these running backs?
I really don't know. That's the biggest question for me, how all that unfolds. And, you know, Coach Spiller, Mickey, was noncommittal on what that looked like, you know, as you would expect. You know, talked a lot about each of those guys, but you expect Lynn J. Dixon to open it up, but I think it remains a competition going forward for carries. What's your expectation for that?
I don't know. There are times you look all up and down organizations and teams. There are times where guys are pretty good as a number two or number three, but they can't be the number one. I would be very interested to see if Lynn J. Dixon can be the number one guy. He's such an unorthodox style runner. I don't know if that yields to number one or not. We will see. Now, top end speed, I like it. He's definitely a big play guy and a home run guy, but his style is not, you know, it's a little unorthodox. We'll see. I think pace has made some strides and is that big, strong power back that they've kind of missed a little bit. And last year we saw 18 carries for 75 yards. We think we'll see a little more than that. Dixon only had 42 carries last year for the whole year.
Right.
And 190 yards and a couple touchdowns. I got to tell you, I'm excited about Moffitt Shipley, though. I'm not going to count out. Normally, a true freshman running back, I wouldn't count as coming straight into this system and playing. But it's not like you're having to beat out Travis Etienne. You're having to beat out Dukes and Pace, who, again, last year just combined for 60 carries total between them.
See, that's – I don't know if it's just wishful thinking on my part. I'm hoping this is what happens, but I'm with you on that. I think the two freshmen really push throughout the year. And, you know, when Clemson kind of hits that championship phase of the year, you're seeing Will Shipley used in a lot of different ways. You're seeing Phil Maffa dropping his head and trucking people.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that's what happens. And then all the while, you know, you have the senior in Lynn J. Dixon there to do his part as well. I don't want to use the phrase running back by committee, but I do think the three of those guys all bring a little something different to the table, and you figure out a way to use them all.
I would agree with that. The two things that my gut tells me is, number one, they'll rush the ball better despite losing Travis Etienne. The two previous years, Clemson rushed for
248. Unpack that for me. What do you mean by that?
Well,
I mean, why is that?
Because the offensive line play will be better, and because that you don't have Etienne in the passing game to bail you out and Trevor Lawrence in the passing game to bail you out. So, last year, 2 years ago, Clemson rushed for 248 a game. The year after that, in 2019, they rushed for 240 a game. Last year, Clemson only averaged 154 yards rushing. So, with Travis Etienne, the all-time leading rusher in the history of the Atlantic Coast Conference, I don't think going into last season you count on him rushing less than 1,000 yards. He had 914. He had 14 touchdowns. But the guy who had more yards and more touchdowns than anybody in the history of the ACC was down from the previous 2 years. So, I think because of the commitment to the run again, I don't think they were committed to the run last year. Last year, they had 411 carries. That number was down significantly from what the previous couple of years were. I don't think they were very good at running the football on first and second down last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you'll get back to a little bit more of a commitment there. But I think the offensive line play is going to be better. And I think there's still big play capability in Dixon and in Maffa. I mean, in Shipley. I think you'll still get some of the big plays. But maybe DJ needs a little more of a running game. One thing we've got to remind ourselves about Clemson's offense last year, I when I think back at it, I think that on third down, Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne bailed Clemson's offense out a lot last year. That first and second down, they weren't very successful. And third and long, Etienne and Trevor Lawrence bailed them out. I don't think that you have to depend on that this year. I think they run the football better than 154 game.
I agree. The only thing I would point out, though, is what if this offense really does air it out the way that we think they potentially could?
Could.
You know, I think you scrap the whole balanced offense thing does not necessarily mean I pass it 35 times, I run it 35 times. 100%
agree with that.
And so I could also see where you don't need the running game as much. You're always going to run the ball, though. You're not going to be a pass-only team ever, ever, ever.
Well, when you do, you get in trouble. And Lane Kiffin mentioned that a while ago. The other side of that is balance means throwing to tight ends and wide receivers and underneath stuff and deep ball stuff, too, and screen games, too. And so not necessarily run pass balance. And even in a running game, there are different ways to run the ball through. But I would think that they'll do more than 1,800 yards rushing like they did last year. When we come back, Clemson has road games. You've been to all of these sites. I want to get your thoughts on the best road trips for Clemson football with Ben Milstead right after a very short break.
I'm a Gamecock fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a 2-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Did you know men's testosterone has been declining around 1% per year? Meaning, a man today has around 34% less testosterone than a man in the 1980s. It's time to make men great again with EC Sports Bulgarian Tribulus. Boost your testosterone with an all-natural testosterone booster with proven ingredients to help increase stamina, libido, strength, and energy levels. Feel like the man you know you are with EC Sports Bulgarian Tribulus with Optinox. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com and use code BEN for 20% off.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manning Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manning Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
With a split back formation, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
One of my strangest fantasies in life that I could talk about on the air.
I don't know where we're going with this one.
You got a 7 second delay over there. Is being a background singer. I would love to be a background singer. Where it's good.
Yeah, the great thing is I can do the background singer dance. The little white boy shuffle to the left and to the right.
But you always,
I can do that.
The amazing part about these bands, going back to like the Four Tops or the Supremes or anything, the amazing thing is that you go all this stuff around, then you always make it back to one mic all on time.
It's amazing how that happens.
And I think, like,
are they going to make it? Are they going to make it?
Oh, they made it. We love Mary Clayton with the Rolling Stones stuff and that powerful background singer stuff. I love all that. And even, like, when you hear Dwight Yoakam on backgrounds on some stuff, or Elton John doing background with Carly Simon songs. I mean, it's a big time background. I don't want to be a background singer. Hey, let me tell you about Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty can fix it, encapsulating crawl spaces, fixing foundations. That's pool decks. That's driveways. That's walkways. That's bricks and mortar. That's if you have jammed doors or windows, tilting chimneys, floors that are sloping away from your chimneys, separating from your chimneys. Think about our friends over at Canty. Canty has proven services, professional products, professional people to permanently put to bed any issues you might have. Canty can fix it. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty can fix it.com. Ben, since I knew you were going to be here, one of the things I want to plan is a segment or two on Clemson's road trips this year. You with the Clemson, with the network stuff you've done here in both football and basketball, you've been to every one of these places. I've not been to Pittsburgh yet, and I've not been to Indianapolis yet, potential Indianapolis trip down the road. But I wanted to go over people trying to make plans as travel opens back up and as people are going to be allowed in stadiums, hopefully all over the place, and moving forward. So can I get just an opening statement or a statement on each one of these places to go, your overall views, thumbs up, thumbs down, great venues, stadiums, food, whatever it might be, and a place that Clemson could be, and I expect to be twice this year, September 4th against Georgia and Charlotte, and then later first week of December in Charlotte again. What's your impressions of the Charlotte trip for anybody who hadn't been there? And a lot of people have, listeners have, but in case you hadn't been there after the game.
The Charlotte trip is easy.
Yes.
Getting there, getting back, parking, all that, it's easy. The area right there behind Panther Stadium, where we have the name of that bar and grill has changed names a couple times, but
Draft or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, it's that's just a cool area. There's always something to do around there, and that part of Charlotte has really
with the ballpark down there.
Yeah, it's just nice.
I have always parked on the other side, Mint Street side, but this past year for the Notre Dame game, we parked on the I want to say north side, but the upper side over there maybe.
Yeah.
And it was nice. It was very nice over there. And a lot of big projects that are going on over there and tailgating. The other thing is that on both those games, there will be night games. We feel like the ACC Championship will be. But still, you can go up and come back. But the accommodations are nice. You've got so many hotels that are so close by right there. Pretty easy access in and out. Traffic's not too terribly bad. It's bad after the game, but not too terribly bad. I would give a thumbs up for both those Charlotte trips. For the first time since a 55-10 win in 2019, Clemson goes back to NC State. Your thoughts on the Raleigh trip?
I like Carter Finley,
right?
I do. It's a good sized stadium. The crowd's into it at the beginning of the game. it's an interesting place. It's another one of those places. Ton of parking, yep. with all the arenas right there. It's laid out well. Convenient. When you go to Raleigh, there is only one place to go eat. The Angus Barn is the only place.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
I would drive there from here if I was hungry.
On the way home, too, you got to do Lexington Barbecue,
absolutely.
But the Angus Barn is so good. It's so good.
Yeah. NC State, one thing about it, if you're in the upper deck there, it's high. It's... Especially on the home side.
Was it where your press box is up there? Your
press box is on the roof there.
Yeah,
it is
too high for.
Yeah, it's high enough where you have to get up there and get oriented to the field.
Do you feel like if you need to talk to God, it's not a long distance call when you're up there?
Yeah, I just look over my left shoulder.
Right, hey God, how you doing? I like the Raleigh trip. We always go up on a Friday, unless it's a night game. Might say Saturdays, but the food is good there. It's a decent trip, a short trip, drivable, so you do all that. Been to Syracuse 3 times now. You've been to Syracuse a bunch. I like Syracuse. Surprisingly, Ben, I've stayed at some good places in Syracuse. I've played a couple of dumps in Syracuse too, but downtown Syracuse, and you go up the hill to the stadium there, to the campus there. But surprisingly, Dinosaur's Barbecue. Have you been there yet?
I have been at Dinosaur's Barbecue. I would not have thought going to Syracuse for barbecue to be the way to go, but it works. They have a lot of like world bistro kind of places there too. Yeah. I've been to a couple of those and they're good. Syracuse is one of the everybody should go there once. Now, you may not want to go twice, but everybody should go once.
Syracuse trip is, first of all, it's like a dark gray dingy city, an old industrial city. It's not a beautiful place. The campus is okay. The dome is very interesting. Loud dome there.
It's and it has a new roof on it now, so it will look different this year.
I know that certain fans take advantage of the trip to Cooperstown because it's maybe 2 hours away, maybe, or you can do Niagara Falls or Rochester. Some of that. I was surprised at the suburbs of Syracuse and the beautiful farmland you get in upstate New York.
There's a Delmonico's in Syracuse. I forgot about that. That's a good one. One of the more interesting things about Syracuse, sometimes if we have especially having a night game, I have some time in the morning, so I'll go for a run or. At Syracuse, it turns out to be a walk. It's a very hilly place. They actually have tailgating that spills into a cemetery there on campus.
I heard people just dying to get there.
Anyway. I mean, they're dying to get in. On the upper side of the dome, and it's kind of hidden, there's an enormous cemetery that backs right up to the campus.
Yes, it does. Yes, I forgot about that.
It has roads and things in it, and you know, strangely enough, cemeteries are actually a pretty good place to go jog. Nobody bothers you. There's not a lot of traffic.
I run faster through those, so I can tell you that.
But no, in all seriousness, like I'm going through that. Like, oh, there must be a funeral down here. No, they were tailgating.
They dress up in orange for their funeral.
Tailgating in the cemetery. It was interesting.
I like there's some pizza places there. The only little on-campus strip that they have there, they got some little shops and pizza places and little hamburger joints that are kind of cool.
Reggie Merriweather and I had some pizza there that was not good, and we both figured that out about 3 a.m.
That's not good to do.
Yeah,
I've never been to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Syracuse probably surprised. You know, in my mind, I had this thought of Syracuse being this enormous place, and you know, Syracuse's the campus must be like it is, you know, down in Columbia with University of South Carolina. It's nothing like that.
I agree. I enjoy it. I stayed at a wonderful Genovese Hotel downtown. That's a really cool little hotel, kind of a historic place there, which is cool.
We'd stay there with basketball.
I have never been to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Clemson has never played a football game there, but you have been for basketball and spent some time in Pittsburgh.
I have. The Three Rivers area is fantastic down there. Where all the parks are.
Right.
I have not been into the downtown area of Pittsburgh, like the truth.
You're limited because of your with teams and you don't have transportation through this.
Yeah, and I don't feel like where the where like the Pittsburgh plays and or you know where the Pirates play. I don't feel like that whole river area is necessarily the downtown area. Okay. There's got to be more to Pittsburgh than that. That area though, it's beautiful. I mean, the river is beautiful. The way that you could see the park, it is in a gorge. I wouldn't even call it a valley. I mean, it high sides. You see the streets in San Francisco about, you know, how steep they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Pittsburgh.
I knew it was in the hills, but I didn't know it was like that.
You will not see the campus most likely if you go to Pittsburgh. It's up on a hill. It's not far.
Right.
I don't know, 4 or 5 miles, if that, from all the stadium area, but it's just up on a hill and it's kind of tucked away. And
did you like the campus area?
I don't feel like I really have seen the campus. Now basketball is on campus, but the rest of it, I don't feel like I've really seen it enough to know.
I know we're going to have a few Clemson fans that are Pittsburgh Steelers fans that would just make the trip up. And I hadn't seen the schedule yet. Clemson plays there on October the 23rd. Don't know if the Steelers are home the 24th. They usually don't do some of those things. We'll see there. Any sense of going over Columbia? I think everybody knows Columbia, what to do. And I think one of the most interesting things about Columbia, though, is just how Clemson has taken over Williams-Brice in recent years. That first Deshaun Watson year, the sophomore year that he went down there, I'm telling you, there were 30,000 Clemson fans in Williams-Brice that day as the place was orange, and it was depressing to go there the last time. I want to do this, Ben, when we come back. The college football playoff, in case Clemson goes again, the Cotton Bowl is in Dallas. I want your thoughts on Dallas. The Orange Bowl is obviously it's in Miami and South Florida, but we'll get those are the semifinals. And then you've been in Indianapolis. I have not. And Lucas Oil Stadium is the host of the national championship game. So can we continue this conversation on the other side?
Absolutely.
About the just in case Clemson does go back this year, and don't want to jinx ourselves here, but fans trying to make arrangements and some things to see there. I just wanted to yield on your expertise and your experience with the network stuff to taking care of that. Hey, speaking of experience, we've got a really cool day going today and tomorrow, and I want to tell you this is what the people over at the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame have been looking to for quite some time now. The Bridge Builder Awards program is tonight. The induction ceremony is tomorrow, and they're going to have just a great time over this way. If you want to go by and see both these, what Zen tonight in downtown Greenville, and then tomorrow at the Hilton, I think they might have a ticket still left for tomorrow, a ticket or two still left for tomorrow. So go to scfootballhof.org. But it's going to be a great deal with Art Baker, Robert Porche, the family of Willie Scott. Steve Spurrier and Charlie Waters will be there getting inducted. Sam Weiss is getting inducted tomorrow night with the Humanitarian Award. And we've got Kevin Harris, the South Carolina running back, as the Blanchard Rogers Trophy Award winner. Also scheduled 10, Dick Sheridan. And just some great folks there that will be presenting. George Rogers and Danny Ford and LeVon Kirkland and Steve Spurrier Jr. and Stephen Davis. Just a who's who over there. SCFootballHOF.org. Go by and see those folks and hopefully help those guys out and learn more about their Bridge Builder program the next 2 days. That brought to you by our great friends over at Trail, TRAHEL.com. We'll come back and go over college football playoff sites and Ben Milstead's thoughts on those venues and those cities, those hosts, in the next segment right after this.
Feeling stressed in your skin? Not with new Olay body wash infused with skincare ingredient retinol. Olay with retinol improves skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash, transforming skin from dry and stressed to bright and smooth, so I can step into stressful days feeling my best in my skin. Olay body, fearless in my skin. Now try Olay's other skincare-inspired body washes with hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, and collagen.
Collision, dent, and glass repairs. With a full-service mechanic on staff, you'll find all of that at the George Coleman Ford Collision Center. No matter the make or model, your vehicle will get the same attention all George Coleman Ford customers receive. See for yourself on their online reviews with a 100% guarantee and no hidden fees. Think about the George Coleman Ford Collision Center if you're in an accident, a hailstorm, or suffer a minor dent. Call 610-2655.
Addiction can affect anyone at any time. At Recovery Concepts of the Carolina Upstate, we're dedicated to improving the lives of our patients through the recovery process. Medication-assisted treatment is considered the best approach for opiate dependency, and we believe that we're the best. Our staff includes psychiatrists, pharmacists, nurses, counselors, and more, all willing to help you. If you or someone you love needs a change in their recovery, call 864-306-8533. A phone call can completely change your life.
Hey, after work on Thursday night, if you get a chance, why don't you bring the whole family to an event we call Jazz on the Alley. It's every Thursday night in downtown Seneca on Ramcat Alley and Townville Street. Now, if you enjoy outside dining, great music, and just a fun atmosphere, well, here's where you need to be. It's Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night from 7 till 9. Here's a few sounds that you're going to hear every Thursday. Spread a little happiness, spread a little bit of happiness. So grab all your friends after work and bring them on down. Have a good time this summer season and check out a little Jazz on the Alley, because if it's Jazz on the Alley, you know it must be Thursday night. We'll see you. Come on down.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm an office manager here in Greenville. What I love about Duck Donuts is the look on my coworkers' faces when I bring donuts in on Fridays. No matter how the week has gone, I know I'm bringing a little bit of happiness everyone can relate to. My favorite Duck Donut, maple bacon.
Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville. Come and try our new picnic assortment today. Blueberry crumble and peach pie, to name a few. Located at the Plaza on Pelham, or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Feeling stressed in your skin? Not with new Olay body wash infused with skincare ingredient retinol. Olay with retinol improves skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash, transforming skin from dry and stressed to bright and smooth, so I can step into stressful days feeling my best in my skin. Olay body, fearless in my skin. Now try Olay's other skincare-inspired body washes with hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, and collagen.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Hey, our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. I don't know who came up with the concept of lifetime powertrain warranty. And I do know that there are times where things just don't go wrong and they have to take advantage, you know, and to pay those warranties off and take care of that. But I also know that it is a big seller for them, or else they wouldn't do it, because it puts that peace of mind. When you buy a new car, you shouldn't have to worry about lemons and worry about things and worry about the warranties ending. How about as long as you own the car? Now, that ought to make you feel really, really good. And now cars are lasting longer than ever, so that's a really cool deal. Think about our friends at Granger Nissan and ask about the lifetime powertrain warranty, what that covers and how it covers it, because to me, that's what put us over the edge when we went and bought our Nissan. Damon Granger and his fine staff over there will help you out at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. I made a tremendous mistake by trusting Phil Steele's magazine. In mine, on the November 6th game, it calls Louisville the home game. Even says that the game is played on grass because it has a turf deal in there.
Uh-huh.
Louisville's not played on grass. That's a turf field. So not only did he miss the venue, but he missed the type of surface there. Clemson and Louisville play in Louisville. That's one of my favorite trips, man. I love going to Louisville, Kentucky.
I do, too. I have not made that in a car. I'm told that that's not a bad drive. You have a couple of times. But Louisville, if you're going to fly, you could almost walk from the airport to campus. I mean, you could if you really wanted to. I wouldn't recommend it. But it's real convenient to get in and out of. They have so much space in Louisville. I have said this before we had this conversation. It is one of the better laid out campuses from an athletic standpoint that you will go to. There's a distinct athletic area of campus. It is easy to spot, easy to find, tons of parking. The interstate, you know, one of the interstates runs right there beside campus. And it's just, there's really nothing about that trip that's not good. The stadium itself, I think it is a beautiful stadium. Unfortunately, it is empty a lot of the times. They have a hard time getting people to come and to stay. But it's probably too big, really, for Louisville.
I don't know. When they're good, I don't think that's the case. I mean, when they're good, we went up there that first one now.
Yeah,
that,
the Lamar Jackson times.
Yeah, the blackout games and all that. Those were good games. The two times there, I've been there three times now. But two of those games were good football games. I think they love it there. I think that they could do that there. Now, let me say this. I was lucky. I don't know if you remember or not, but Valhalla, who's hosted the PGA and hosted the Ryder Cup, we did our show from Valhalla, from the Valhalla Pro Shop or the locker room, and then played that afternoon with Chris Redmond, the great golfer or great quarterback that was there, who lives there. So that was really cool to do it from the great venue. But Muhammad Ali Museum is there. I don't know if you've experienced that yet.
I have not.
All right. And a lot of times I know you're getting in and getting out. The Louisville Slugger plant is there. I've done that and get to hit with Derek Jeter's bat or Babe Ruth's bat and get to take batting practice in there and see how the bats are made. That's really cool. You get all those bourbon tours, bourbon trails and doing all that, that's really stinking cool.
See, now, even if you don't drink or you're not a bourbon drinker, I'm told that's very interesting how to go to those. I would like to go see, like, Woodford, I know, is one of the big ones that people like to go to. I'd like to go do that. It's a pretty area, Mickey. It really is.
It is. With the river going right through there.
Yeah.
Is that 42nd Street? What is the 6th Street or 42nd Street? One of those music areas downtown. You get a lot of that going in. The best part we haven't even talked about yet. We've been lucky on a couple different times now. Churchill Downs has races in the fall, and you get to go to horse races. I've never been to a horse race in my life outside of the one here in South Carolina. What do we call that there? Anyway, but twice now I've been to Churchill Downs,
and you can and will walk from
you can park there
Churchill
and walk
Downs
over. Right
to the stadium. I mean, very easily.
I think Louisville's the best trip in the ACC.
I think I'd have to agree with you. Yeah, because especially in texture on the healthcare text line asking, you know, what's the one trip that you need to go to. For a Clemson fan, you'd need to go to Louisville.
Yes.
It's really no excuse not to. You can drive it if you so choose. And there are, as you said, many, many things.
It's a beautiful drive. There. You know, if you go up through Asheville, you go up through Knoxville, and then you go up through Kentucky and the beautiful horse farms that are there, the rolling hills, and you see all that.
And if you like Italian food,
yeah,
there's a good Italian restaurant in
Patino, obviously, was
on every corner.
Yeah, yeah. And they serve bourbon in the stands. Yeah. I mean, to me, there is no better home field advantage than selling Kentucky bourbon right there in the stands.
Now, I don't know, you probably have not been to a basketball game.
I've not.
KFC Yum Center has, when I say bourbon bars, like literal bars.
Yes.
It's, you know, like going to a club.
Right.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, the football stadium has that as well, where, you know, this is a separate section that they sell it. So it's,
Louisville's one of those places you can buy bottled water at the bourbon bars if you want to.
Yeah.
It's kind of that way instead of the other way around.
A friend of mine bought the whole barrel. And, you know, you get your name on it, get all this. People are saying Boston. Look, I've gone over that before. I'm not going to rip Boston anymore. Boston's the most overrated trip through that I go on.
Everybody should go once.
Yeah. The only thing about Boston, though, is you go to a major city and you're expecting to see these impressive buildings. And Boston is a bunch of old two-story buildings. And so they'll say, well, that's where Betsy Ross did this, or that's where Patrick Henry said this. I look at it and I go, it's cool that they did that. I mean, Beacon Hill's got the big, you know, the big statue thing up there or whatever. But outside of that monument, but outside of that, it's like, it's a bunch of tiny little old cobblestone looking, okay. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You like that?
I don't know.
There's another old church, huh? If you've been to Charleston, you've been to Boston. Anyway.
There's parts of Boston I don't understand. And then there's parts of Boston that are exactly what I, you know, the Paul Revere Trail area.
Yeah.
There, you know, all that area, it's not just historic. There's some pretty cool stuff there too. Yeah, do it once. But if you go to Boston College, you're not really going to Boston.
No, like, Chestnut Hill's up 30 minute.
Chestnut Hill, Boston College football though. There's no restrooms in the whole place, I'm told. Outside of that, it's one of the more underrated stadiums.
I like it. It's a beautiful campus.
It is. It's a beautiful. It's old school.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful campus. It's good seats everywhere in there. Yeah.
I like it. Oh, froze last time we were up there. All right, let me get the national semifinals and finals just in case Clemson goes. I think that the Cotton Bowl, it's Cotton Bowl and Orange Bowl this year. The Cotton Bowl, the trip is about Jerry's World. And Ben, you and I remember sitting there with you and Rodney in the booth over there, and I walked in and I'm like, do you believe this place? Like, this is unbelievable. Texas A&M is the greatest college stadium I've ever been to. The Cotton Bowl, Jerry's World, is the best AT&T, whatever it is. It's the best stadium I've ever been to. That place is unbelievable. To me, it's the story of Dallas.
It is. Also, the fact that you build a stadium like that out away from everything else in Dallas and say, we're going to let you come to us. And you know what they did? It's kind of like what?
And now, built there.
Right. The Rangers just built a stadium there.
And Six Flags maybe out that way or some piece of parts.
Six Flags is on the interstate as you go out there to it. It's not far at all.
But I don't get Dallas, though. Like, I asked my friends this before. To me, so many people are moving there. Maybe the center of the country, maybe easy to get about. Maybe it's the taxes. Maybe it's so business friendly. But like the book depository where the Kennedy assassination, you look up, it looks like downtown Anderson to me. There was nothing that was impressive about the city of Dallas where I just go, besides how expensive everything is. I go, oh man, this is great. Went to the old town. Now, I've not been to Fort Worth. They say it's kind of cool what they do there a little bit. But I didn't think that Dallas was this place you just have to visit with all these sites to go see.
It's not it's not that kind of destination place. But it's also, it's so large. I don't know that you could do that all in one trip.
That's cool. Yeah. Except for there's nothing, I don't know, I like sites.
Yeah,
you know, I love the Washington D.C. All the monuments and all the buildings, all the history and history. And I loved Manhattan and seeing all the stuff there. You go to Dallas, you're like, what are the three things you have to see in Dallas? I would say, Book Depository, which is not impressive. Jerry's World. But what else do you see there?
The only reason I knew I was driving by the Book Depository is because there were people taking photos, yeah. And I'm like, what's everybody doing?
It looked like downtown Anderson.
Didn't realize where I was. I don't know. If I go to a football game, I'm not going to go, you know, on a mini vacation. I'm going to watch football, so I don't pay a ton of attention to all those other things.
Well, you're working.
Yeah, that's true too.
Others aren't doing that. Just a quick. My wife is a reader. She reads all the time, and she goes to the library all the time. And so when we drop our books off to the little thing and it says Book Depository, uh-huh. We drop it off, and I always go, I don't know, man. It seems more historic when I watch the documentaries about it. Anyway, here at Clemson Central Library, the Orange Bowl hosting the other semifinal. Is that right again this year? Yeah, 21-22. The Orange Bowl hosting the other semifinal. I thought that it was somewhere else. But I'm looking right now at the college football playoff. They get 2 years in a row of the Orange Bowl?
Nick on the Healthier Text line says, well, dang, Mickey, JFK didn't get to decide where he got shot.
No, it wasn't like, this is beautiful, let's go ahead and get shot here. No.
That's funny.
For some reason, we have back-to-back Orange Bowl years this year, according to the college football playoff deal here. I love South Florida.
Yeah,
I love
think that's
South
right.
Beach. I love Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
I love Miami.
I do, too.
I love Miami.
Food is fantastic. South Beach is fun. The sights, the weather.
Talk about the city that never sleeps.
Oh, love all that. And then finally, a place that you have been that I have not. In case Clemson makes it to January 10th, the national championship game, it is in Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Have you been before this past NCAA basketball tournament?
I had driven through it a couple times, but had not been down to that area. The Lucas Oil Stadium is phenomenal. I mean, it does not look real. Because it's, you know, as you know, it's built with that field house look from the outside.
Yeah.
And it's like somebody zapped it and enlarged a small building. And it's like that building can't really be that big.
My niece just played Crooked Stick at the Pete Dye Jr. and which is right outside of Indianapolis. And so we went in and went downtown a couple times and they raved about the city. And about how beautiful it is, and how clean and easy accessible, and the restaurants and all this kind of stuff. I'm not sure if there's a whole lot of sites there, but it looks like it's a pretty cool place.
It is a beautiful area right there.
I guess you got to see the Indy 500, or Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Yeah, we went over to that.
Is that impressive compared to what you've seen?
You can't see a lot of it, but you can walk right up. You can walk right up to the back of the grandstands.
All right.
It's enormous, but. You know, don't go far out of your way to go there to take a photo because it's really not a photo kind of a opportunity.
Right.
You can't see anything. If you know if the season's looking good and you think you might end up in Indianapolis at some point this year, I would make reservations for St. Elmo's Steakhouse about the end of October.
Really?
If I was you,
is that good?
It is. Not only is it historic, it is one of the best restaurants in the nation.
You should know one thing about you and your crew is y'all do eat good food on the road.
I life too short for bad food, Mickey.
I like it. You need to have a whole podcast one time on food or do a whole show on food.
Listen, I credit Don Munson for that.
Yeah,
Munson can sniff out the best restaurants.
And it's
like
nice,
a bloodhound.
It's nice when it's on somebody else's dime, though, which is kind of cool sometimes.
Yeah, that helps. Well, their dime pays for about the appetizer at some of those restaurants, but I'll take it.
All right, when we come back, I want to get into Kirby Smart. He met with the SEC media yesterday. Clemson and Georgia obviously open up, got a lot of Georgia fans out there. What did the head coach of the Bulldogs say? We'll dive into that. Also, in the next hour, we'll talk about Bryce Young's NIL deals and what Nick Saban had to say about that. With Ben Milstead and Mickey Pollard, hour number three when you come back right after this.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
If you're looking for a great set of tires, look no further than Pendleton Tire Company. They're now proud to offer exceptional tires by Yokohama. Remember when your car was new? Well, the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX will give your car that new car feel, quiet and comfortable. Combine that with the exceptional service you'll receive from Pendleton Tire Company, and you've got a winning combination. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Get two sausage and egg biscuits for just $4 at Bojangles. It's bow time.
After age 30, playing hard can hurt. A lot. When your body needs a timeout, call AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their physician specialists have treated the pros for hand, knee, hip, and joint injuries. They'll explore non-surgical options and therapy, and full surgical care is available at an AnMed Health if necessary. It's not just a joint. It's the life and activities you love. So call 716-6140 for an appointment at AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They'll help you get back in the game.
Being without your vehicle due to an accident, a dent, or heel damage can be a hassle. If that happens,